back to another edition of the Wobcast. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, joined by producer Mike Harris. We come to you from Sports Authority Studios at Winter Park. The Vikings preparing for a big game this weekend against the Chicago Bears. We're going to have more on the game in a little bit. But, you know, as you know from listening to the Wobcast, we've had big-time guests. We've had high-profile guests. We've had Chris Carter. We've had Adrian Peterson. We've had Michelle Tafoya. But at the Wobcast, we also appreciate the hard workers whose efforts go unnoticed, the behind-the-scenes guys, the guys who do the dirty work, the guys who are underappreciated, and that's why we have today's guest. It's Vikings fullback Jerome Felton. Welcome into the Wobcast, man.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Is that a good description of you, the dirty work, the underappreciated guy?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, when you got a guy like Adrian back there, I kind of look at it like his bodyguard type of deal.
Yep.
So,
yep.
You know, that's my role on the team. You know, I try to flourish in that role, and I enjoy it. So, you know, I'll take all those adjectives describing my position, and I have fun with it.
You can be our bodyguard. I can tell you that right now. I believe that. Have you always been a fullback?
Not really. In college I did both. Okay. My first few years in the NFL, I played fullback, played a little bit of tailback. But, you know, here they're going to get the ball to 2-8, and I'm happy with being his fullback.
So then, you know, high school and college. In high school, you probably played both ways?
Yeah, I played a mid linebacker, and I played fullback, but we ran a wing tee, so it was the main ball carrier in that.
So you're a main ball carrier in high school and college, mm-hmm. and even in the NFL you played a little running back, but now you're a fullback. Have you had to transform your body a little bit?
Not too bad. I probably maybe gained like 5 pounds, but I mean, I've always been in the 240 to 250 range. If you're the heavier you are, sometimes it's not a good thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can be too light. So there's always finding that balance. And, you know, as long as I stay within that range, I feel pretty good.
And to play fullback, because of what you have to do on a play-by-play, I mean, you have to love being a fullback, right?
Yeah.
This isn't something that you just kind of tiptoe around and you kind of like it and you kind of don't, right?
Yeah, if you want to be a good fullback, there's no tiptoeing around with it. It's full go. So, when the ball's snapped, there's no hesitation. It's a car wreck. You know that's what it's going to be. You're going accepting that. So, you know, I'm fully aware of what it is, and I just try to do my best that I can in it.
So when you're in the huddle and you're waiting for Musgrave to call the play into mm-hmm. Ponder, and he hears it, and it's loud in the stadium, so you can't hear it, and you're waiting for him to call a play, do you want it to be a running play, or do you prefer pass blocking or run blocking?
Oh,
how do you look at it?
Run blocking.
Yeah.
Run blocking. You know, like I said, you know, you take pride in, you know, you don't obviously you don't get too much into statistics. You know, it's all about wins and losses. But you take pride, you know, getting your back 100 yards or 150 yards or, as in this past week, 200 yards.
200, yeah.
So, you definitely want it to be a run play. And, it's just kind of, like I said, I always compare it to the car wreck because it's like playing chicken. It's you and linebacker. It's going to be an iso block. You both got a head start. So it's like who blinks first. And, I enjoy that role.
We saw one play, and we posted it to the Vikings Twitter account. I saw you watching it yesterday against A.J. Hawk last week.
Yeah.
In that game of chicken, you definitely won.
Yeah, I won that one. You know, A.J.'s a great player. I mean, he's played in this league, you know, a long time. He was a high draft pick, and he's a good player.
You know,
you're going to win some, you're going to lose some. Fortunately for me, I won that one.
Are Mondays just terrible for you, days after games? I mean, after you got to be so worn down on Sunday, but Monday's got to be no good.
Yeah, Monday's rough usually. You know, Monday, Tuesday is kind of depending on how the game went. It's pretty rough. Like I said, when I was younger, you know, I didn't think about, you know, using ice and getting in cold tubs and hot tubs and all that, but it's a necessity now. And, I think a lot of players can say the same thing, but I'd say my neck might hurt a little bit more than most people's on Monday and Tuesday.
So the A.J. Hawk play, we mentioned that one, but throughout your career or even this season since you've been a Viking, are there any plays that you remember, any matchups that you remember, or a moment in a game that you remember just an incredible block or maybe a time where you got blasted that you'll never forget?
I think it was 2 years ago I was playing actually the Green Bay Packers again, and not that I was super proud of it, just because, I when a DB's in the box, you know, my running back coach in Detroit, Sam Gash, he's always told me, if when a DB's in the box, it's an unnatural position for him, so you got to make him pay. And we were running a personnel group that kind of had one of our little wide receivers, Stephon Logan, playing tailback. So they were in nickel, and so Charles Woodson was the Sam linebacker.
Yep. And that's so a Hall of Famer now.
Oh, yeah, I know. So, yeah. No, I got a lot of respect for him. He's going to the Hall of Fame. He doesn't belong in the box taking on a fullback. as good as he is, great as he is, yeah. And he is a Hall of Famer, and, you know, nobody respects those guys more than I do. That's not where he wants to be. So we ran a couple of ISOs at him, and, I got him pretty good. It was pretty good.
Do we ever have any play – I know you don't have to give away the game plan, but are there ever any plays for you? I mean, you're always blocking for people, but do you ever open up on whenever you get the game plan Wednesday, open that thing up and see, hey, there's a play for me?
Yeah, actually, there are a couple of plays in there. So, you know, these last couple of weeks I've had a couple. You know, a lot of times whatever the defense is doing is going to dictate whether those plays get run. Particularly this past week, they were doing something different than we expected, so that play didn't get run. So it was a little disappointing, but, you know, it was more disappointing not winning the game. And, you know, we had a shot, and we just didn't close the show.
Yeah. The last time we won, we played Detroit, your former team, and there was a play for you. First play of the game, if I remember right.
Oh, yeah.
Right? We threw a
play. Well, that wasn't particularly
split out wide.
Yeah, that wasn't particularly – you know, we ran that, you know, play several times in practice, and I was kind of just standing there twiddling my thumbs all week. So then we get it, and I saw him go. I see him go through his progressions, and all of a sudden he works his way back to me. So I was like, oh, here we go. You know, so it was nice.
All right. So you're like on that play, you're saying you're like the fifth progression.
Basically, yeah. I didn't expect to get the ball, you know. So you know, but like I said, it's one of those type of deals. You got to be ready when you get your opportunity, and you know, fortunately, I was.
Yeah, you mentioned you used to play for the Lions. Where else have you been in your – where did you play college, and then where have you been in the NFL?
I played at Furman. Played at Furman for 4 years. And I got drafted to Detroit. I spent 3 years there. And then last year I was in Carolina for 10 weeks and Indianapolis for 6 weeks.
Okay.
And then I was a free agent after last year, and that's when I signed with the Vikings.
And you're glad you signed here?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was – you know, it was crazy because I was – you know, obviously being in Detroit, we played the Vikings, you know, twice a year. And I used to always sit on the bench and, you know, be watching Adrian run. I'm like, man, if I could block for that dude, I think we'd do something special. I promise you that. That like, though, I used to say that. I was like, if I could ever block for that guy, I think it would be special. And, you know, fortunately this year, you know, he's having another special year. Yeah. And hopefully we can make some history.
I mean, he's on pace for 1928.
Yeah.
So that would put him just a little bit short of 2,000. It's always been his goal to get there. But if he stays on the pace that you guys have been on for the last six, he's going to break that.
Yeah.
You think that you guys can do that?
I think so. I mean, nothing's out of the reach with him. And the crazy part about it is, you know, if you look at the first four games, he was still kind of getting his foot, four or five games, still kind of getting his feet back.
Yeah.
You know, wasn't, you know, breaking the long ones. You know, you look at the back of those games and we'd probably be looking at breaking the record. Maybe we still are. You know, obviously, I think the line, myself, take a lot of pride in that. Obviously, it's one of Adrian's big goals, and, you know, it's definitely reachable, and I think there's a good chance we can.
You know, there's always been – when Adrian was a rookie, he had Tony Richardson blocking for him, and Tony was as much of a off-field mentor as you want a veteran to be a rookie. Yeah. He was really an on-field mentor for him, too, and then Tony left, and there was kind of this thing where Adrian doesn't like running behind a fullback.
Yeah.
But it kind of looks like he does now. I know that you and him get along, but do you guys look at it as like we are on pace for 1928? I mean, you guys, it's not every play where you're blocking for him, but it really is a teamwork and synergy thing, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, I think it's developed throughout the year. You know, obviously he's just a great guy, humble guy, you know, good dude. And, you know, as I think that he's seen what I can do and, you know, helping him out and, you know, making things easier on him. I think he's gotten more comfortable with it, and it is more looked at like that now. So, you know, I knew it would be a transition period for him, you know, and I think he's done a great job at it. And, you know, I'm just trying to do everything I can to make his job as easy as possible.
You know, God willing, he stays healthy and everything like that. He's going to the Pro Bowl.
I mean,
he's the NFL's leader in rushing by 300-some yards, and he's fifth in total voting among all players. So he's going.
Yeah.
Do you think we can get you to go? I mean, we're promoting you now.
Yeah. I mean, I hope so. I mean, I always, you know, that's one of my goals along with my many team goals. But, you know, if you personally ask me, I feel like I'm one of the best fullbacks in the league.
Yeah, we do too.
And, you know, obviously it's one of my goals. You know, we'll see what happens. But, you know, I would be very humbled and appreciative of if I get that chance.
We'll carry your bags for you. Can we come with you?
Oh, yeah.
Can we do a Wobcast?
Everybody's coming.
All right. We can do a Wobcast from Hawaii.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. All right, man. Well, let's get you going. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it, man.
Yes, sir.
All right, and let's talk about the team Jerome Felton and the Vikings will be playing. That is the Chicago Bears. The game is Sunday at noon at Mall of America Field. The Vikings looking for revenge. They lost to the Bears a couple of weeks ago. Now they come into our house, and this is a pivotal game because both teams are in the playoff hunt. The Bears right now in better position than the Vikings, but for the Vikings to get in better position, the first step is to defeat the Chicago Bears. The Bears and Packers, 8-4, they're two games ahead of the Vikings. The Vikings can still have their eye on the division if they can beat Chicago and then Green Bay to close the season, but definitely still in the wild card mix. To stay in the mix, they have to win. Now, for this game, one of the subplots, unfortunately, is injuries. That happens this time of the season. We're three quarters of the way through. Obviously, injuries are going to pile up, and they are doing that for both the Vikings and the Bears. The Vikings, Percy Harvin, Jared with his back, John Sullivan dealing with a rib injury. But the Bears, now this is a beat-up bunch. And we have to start with Brian Urlacher. You heard Jerome Felton talk about being matched up in the box on a running play, getting to block Charles Woodson. And I tease him, that's a Hall of Famer. We got to make sure we don't give Charles Woodson too hard of a time. Brian Urlacher is also a Hall of Famer, but Jerome Felton will not meet up with Brian Urlacher on Sunday because he's going to be out of the game with a hamstring. Both of Chicago's talented starting cornerbacks, Tim Jennings, shoulder, Charles Tillman, ankle. We don't know if they're going to play. Jennings came out of the game last week against Seattle. Tillman was able to play through it. We'll have to see how they do this week in practice. Three wide receivers for Chicago dealing with injuries. Alshon Jeffrey trying to come back from a knee injury. Devin Hester and Earl Bennett are dealing with concussions. Starting offensive guard Chris Spencer has a knee injury. Lance Briggs and Matt Forte have ankle injuries. A couple of defensive linemen who start for Chicago dealing with shoulder injuries. So, obviously, the Bears team here, a beat-up bunch. Now, we can't take that for granted. Green Bay was also beat up. They didn't have Charles Woodson. They didn't have Clay Matthews. They didn't have their starting right tackle, but they were still able, obviously, to beat us. So just because the Bears are beat up, it doesn't mean they're going to come in here and lay an egg. The Vikings are still going to have to bring their A game. But there's no question about it. A subplot to this game is injuries on both sides of the ball, especially for Chicago. But when all is said and done, this game is going to come down to the players who are on the field. Cutler and Marshall for the Chicago Bears, they combined for 12 receptions and 97 yards against the Vikings a couple of weeks ago. Brandon Marshall was just a killer. Six of his 12 receptions came for first downs. Get this. This tells you how much the Bears offense, specifically their passing game, lives and dies with Brandon Marshall. Brandon Marshall has 91 catches on 138 targets. The next highest in both of those categories for the Bears, Matt Forte with 30 receptions compared to Marshall's 91, and Earl Bennett with 43 targets compared to Brandon Marshall's 138. So you can obviously see how important it's going to be for the Vikings to contain Brandon Marshall and put some pressure on Jay Cutler. Now, for the Vikings, it's Adrian Peterson. Let's not try and recreate the wheel here. I mean, this is the bread and butter for the Vikings is Adrian Peterson. Six straight 100-yard games for Adrian. He's on pace for 1,928 yards. That would be a career high for him. He has 1,446 rushing yards right now. That's more than 300 more than the guy in second place. That tells you how dominant Adrian has been. So for the Bears, it's Jay Cutler and Brandon Marshall. For the Vikings, it's Adrian Peterson. Both teams are going to try and get those guys going. It's going to be fun to see who has more success. Whichever team has more success with their stars obviously has a better chance to win the game. Vikings, the key, got to get that pass rush back. They've lost some of their pop with the pass rush. I have a feeling Jared Allen and company are going to get it back playing in the friendly confines of Mall of America Field. That is it for us today. Thanks again for listening. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw. To play us out, we leave you with a hit from the Chemical Brothers. Take it away. Back with another one of those block rocking beats.